أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that how Allah Ta'ala will bring people back to life. Various examples Allah Ta'ala had given, and then Allah explained His great ni'mats upon mankind, that how Allah Ta'ala makes things to grow and man benefits from all those things, his animals eat from there, etc. In spite of this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً اور پکرتے ہیں اللہ کے سوا اور حاکم. And they take on to gods besides Allah Ta'ala, that they believe that those other, the idols control their lives, the idols can give them benefit, can harm them, etc. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ کہ شاید ان کی مدد کرے, that they will be able to help them. But this is after seeing the great قدرت of Allah, a person sees its total, his stupidity and his folly, that he believes that idols can do anything for him. He makes the idols with his hands. He puts food in front of the idols can't eat it, flies, mice eat of it, the idols can't chase them away. So this is the height of stupidity and folly of mankind. لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون. نہ کر سکیں گے ان کی مدد. And these idols will not be able to help man in any way whatsoever. And these are all types of idols, whether they are idols that are worshipped like in the past, or till today Hindus make idols and they worship them, or whether it is the idol of technology, whether it is the idol of oneself, that I can do things, I have got power, etc. Every other thing, deity besides Allah, is negated in this. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ اور یہ ان کی فوج ہو کر پکرے آئیں گے. And these are like the armies of these idols, and they will be caught and be presented in the court of Allah Ta'ala. There are two interpretations of this. One is the way they worship these idols. Like an army, they go to the idols and they all, especially when they have their festivals and huge amounts of people go, like armies and armies, they are going to these idols. And we also should be careful many times when armies come. And just somebody says he's a very good army, we find whole lines and queues of people queuing up there. That's also like an army there, as though they have got power that they can help us besides Allah Ta'ala. The other interpretation is that these idols will be taken in front to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, and whoever worship them, like armies, they will be marching behind them, and all of them will be taken and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Now Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in order to understand this, a person should keep in mind that what Tawheed and reality Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. He knew 100% Allah is the only doer. Everything is in the hands of Allah. And what effort he made on people, and when he see them still worshipping idols, how it used to hurt Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That what a stupid thing people are involved in. And especially those who regard themselves as very educated and enlightened. And after I've made so much effort, they're still worshipping these idols. So Allah consoles Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, اب تو غمگین مت ہو ان کی بات سے. You do not be sorrowful of what they are doing. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah. You know the truth and you have made your effort, and your duty was made to make the effort. In your hands is not hidayat, and it's not your duty to give hidayat. Your duty is to make the effort. You have done that, so don't be now so sorrowful and don't be so sad. Inna na'lamu ma yusirruna wa ma yu'linun. Hum jante hain jo wo chupate hain aur jo zahir karte hain. We know all of their lives. Those things which they are hiding away and those things which they are making known, we know them perfectly well. Whatever it is, what these people, these wrongdoers, what everyone, Allah knows everything of a person, and accordingly Allah will take them to task. So you have done your duty, they have failed, they will have to pay the price for that. Then Allah Ta'ala explains another aspect, and this was on the occasion when one of the leaders of the non-believers, Ubay ibn Khalf, or it was another one of them, one other leader of them, came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the Haram of Mecca. And at that time many leaders of the Quraysh were present as well. They came with some old bones of human beings. And as they were coming, they were rubbing these bones and making powder out of them. And they came in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said, these bones which are gone so old, and we have rubbed them and made powder and we blow them in the air and spread them everywhere. Are you trying to tell us that your Allah will bring all these things back to life again? Then these ayats were revealed on that occasion. Allah Ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, اور بتلاتا ہے ہم پر ایک مثل اور بھول گیا اپنی پیدائش. That these people, they are trying to show an example that we can't bring these things back to life again. That how can these things come back to life, these bones which are gone, finished, dead, and I've made powder of them and I've spread them in the air. Allah says, have they forgotten how we created them? That time they were not even these bones. They were not even the powder of the bones. They were nothing. I created them from nothing. I created them from sand. And in that sand, from that sand, I made blood. When the people ate the food that came from the ground, from that I made blood. From there I made sperm. And from there I made from the sperm, one drop of sperm, and every aspect of man I put in there. His head, his legs, his feet, everything was in that one drop of sperm. Don't they see my qudra? How I made them from nothing the first time. Just to reverse it again, what is it difficult for me to bring it back to life again? قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, کہنے لگا کون زندہ کرے گا ہڈیوں کو جب کھوکری ہو گئی. That Aas ibn Wail and Ubay ibn Khalaf, they said that who will bring the bones back to life after they have become completely finished, nothing is left of them. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا أَلَّذِي أَنشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, تو کہ ان کو زندہ کرے گا جس نے بنایا ان کو پہلی بار. You say to them that he will bring them back to life again who gave them life in the first place. When they were nothing and they were from nothing, Allah Ta'ala made matter. Allah made man. And from Allah, after the matter is made, just to put it back into order, into assemble it again, is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. And today we see the smallest thing that we make, even if it is just a ball pen, a person wants to make it, he will order one part, the spring from one company, from one part of the world. The plastic in which it is kept, another part. The refill from another part. The refill is made of that plastic. Inside it is ink. And then is the point, all from different places. And they are assembled and put together and one ball pen is made. So what is it difficult for Allah to gather all the things from everywhere in the world and assemble human being? When in the first place man was not in existence, Allah brought him into existence. Now to assemble him again is much more easier for Allah Ta'ala. To manufacture, that is more difficult than to assemble. And to create, that is not in the hands of any human being. That is only in Allah's hands. So Allah gave such an answer that not only Aas ibn Wail and Ubay ibn Khalf, but every disbeliever till the day of Qiyamah, Allah shut their mouths and they cannot speak now when they see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ, اور وہ سب بنانا جانتا ہے. And Allah knows how to create and make any and everything. And Allah Ta'ala does not have to go to the drawing board and draw plans, etc. Allah just gives a command, kun. And it doesn't even take so long as it takes to say kun. That is only for us to understand. Allah just makes the intention and everything of that comes into existence. So man should have no doubt that he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. All his amal will also be presented wherever he did. And that is also not difficult to understand. A person finds himself in the docks in the court and they can tell him exactly where he was at which time with the cameras that are everywhere, where and where you used your credit card by that second and which place it was used. They will be able to file all these things against you. So when man can do this, what is it difficult for Allah that all your amal, that your whole body Allah will resurrect and present on the day of Qiyamah. And the whole object of all this is that there is accountability. We must realize for every action of ours, we will have to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.